Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Five reasons that we work. And I'm going to start this with a quote from Charles Dickens. It was the best of times. It was the worst of time. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. And it was the epoch of incredulity. This quote accurately summarized the stage that we were at a few years ago with our son. Henry was in his last year of university, and we couldn't believe how quick the time had gone. It only seems a short while ago that we watched him swing a bat and catch a ball at the Hart baseball fields. We'd watched him start and finish cross country at Valencia High School, and then in a flash, he became a freshman and then graduated from Chapman University in Orange. It was indeed the best of times, but also the worst of times for us. On one hand, we became empty nesters, and on the other hand, we weren't empty nesters. Henry was no longer a boy, and he's no longer a teenager. He became an adult a few weeks after that, turning 21 at that stage. And to help Henry the best I can at that stage of transition as he headed towards graduation, I'd been meeting with him monthly to help him focus on his first full-time job or entrepreneurial endeavor. And during my recent breakfast meeting with him at that stage, we discussed the five reasons that we work. Some people see work as a simple means to an end, an exchange of time for money. Some people like to earn as much as they can for doing the least they can. And I call those people the exchangers because they see the world of work as just an exchange market. Nothing more and nothing less. They clock in and check out. Some people work for power and they get a kick out of kicking others, metaphorically speaking. And I call these the egotists. You can tell these people by how they speak, as they use independent language such as me, myself and I, even in interdependent circumstances. Egotists at work will manipulate, cajole and carouse who they can to get where they can. And I found the egotists not to be very nice people at all to work for or work with. Now for others, it's all about the money. They call these, I call these the money gods, as they literally worship the green stuff. They'd do almost anything for money. My observation in the working world is that the money gods always want more. They're never satisfied. As the great philosophers Lennon and McCartney once sang, money can't buy me love. And unfortunately, the money gods often have a trail of broken relationships in both their personal and professional life due to their allegiance to the illusion that money brings happiness. They chase a mirage that never materializes. The fourth reason people work is just for the fun of it. I call these people the junkies. Such folks get their highs from work just being fun, and more fun. The cream on the birthday cake every day for junkies is if they can have all this fun with people they regard as their best friends at work. The big problem with being a junkie is the sad fact that I constantly need to get high on something else or with someone else. Junkies will change jobs very often. They'll jump ship to where the next job cruise looks even cooler and much more fun. And junkies have little allegiance to anyone other than their own adrenaline and pursuit of fun and more fun. It's the fifth reason some people work that is our prayer and hope for Henry's career and his trajectory that he's on, and that is simply to be of service to others. It's the servants who make work noble and honorable. It's the servants who lead with heart and the head. It's the servants who work on a purpose. Sometimes these people are richly rewarded for who they are, character, and for what they do, competence, but sometimes sadly they're not. Either way, servants sleep well because they know they're giving their all to someone and something greater than self. Their reward may be in this life or may not, maybe not. As John Wooden once said, a life not lived for others is not a life well lived. So we first make our choices and then our choices make us. And I really hope that Henry continues to choose not to be an exchanger, an egotist, a money god or a junkie, but rather he chooses to continue to be a servant in not only his career, but in all the roles that he will have in this one wonderful life and I really hope that we've served him well as his parents.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.